Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
A major free agent is heading to WrestleMania 40. Could MJF appear at WrestleMania 40? Ronda Rousey accuses Drew Gulak of inappropriate behavior, and two more top free agents seem to be heading to AEW. Hello, and welcome to the Solo Thursday news here at What Culture Wrestling. Myself, Andrew Pollard. I hope you're well. I hope you're good. Again, I will apologize for the raspy voice. It's slightly less raspy than yesterday, but it's still an issue. But let's get to wrestling news, and Julia is where we're going to start. Yes, the stardom favorite Julia, who is a free agent now, one of the hottest free agents in the game. She is on her way to WrestleMania 40. Yes, this is according to Tokyo Sports, who spotted the star boarding a flight to the US yesterday. Now, when she was asked about where she was going, Julia denied that she was off to America and instead said that she was heading to the Himalayas to stay in the mountains and shave off one of her eyebrows. Tokyo Sports has reported, though, that yes, Julia was indeed on her way to Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. Now, it doesn't necessarily say that she's going to be at WrestleMania per se or appear at WrestleMania, but she's going to be in the area for that weekend, clearly with WWE. And for me, I'm thinking NXT Stand and Deliver seems like a better or more logical landing spot, I guess you call it, for Julia, rather than actually appearing at WrestleMania 40. Now, NXT, some people will say that Julia's a big name who should be going straight to the main roster when she does go to WWE. But it's the sort of move that, I mean, it's worked very well for other international talents, talents that are known for their work in companies in Japan, for example, whether that's Finn Balor, whether that's Pac, whether it's Shinsuke Nakamura, Asuka, Io Sky, Kairi Sane. It could be a smart move to go to NXT first, especially when you're moving to another country, because you get that, base. Usually Florida, which is where the WWE Performance Center is. You can get your bearings, get used to the country, the language, and obviously get used to the wider WWE and how things work. But yes, there's no confirmation whether it will be Stand and Deliver or whether it will be WrestleMania itself. But Julia is, she'll probably be there right now, as is most of our What Culture Wrestling crew. So keep an eye out for those guys if you are at WrestleMania this weekend. One person who has been speculated about for WrestleMania as well is former AEW World Champion Maxwell Jacob Friedman. Now, if you've not been keeping up on this, MJF has been removed from the AEW roster page. That was earlier in the year. Tony Khan has publicly said he'd love to work with him again. And this all plays into the wider bidding war of 2024, where Max's AEW contract expired earlier this year. As such, making him a free agent and having some fans speculating that Maxwell Jacob Friedman may be heading to WWE and could even appear at WrestleMania 40. If you have that thinking, you're going to be left disappointed. For Fightful Select reports that there are zero plans for MJF at WrestleMania and that, yes, the star is indeed under contract with AEW. This follows on from reports last year that Max had quietly resigned at some point with AEW, and the MJF free agent stuff is simply a story to throw uncertainty over Max, well, Jacob Friedman, the character's future. Max, of course, friend of the channel, and Adam Wilburn's very best friend, of course. So, as for when MJF could return to AEW, there is a little bit of uncertainty over that in the moment. The most recent reports have basically been that there is no report. It's just that there is no time frame on when MJF will be back in action. Of course, the former AEW World Champion has taken some time off to deal with a bunch of injuries that had accrued over the months and years, including a significant shoulder problem. The last time MJF was in action was at World's End, where he lost that world title to Samoa Joe. There was the devil reveal of Adam Cole, which is an immediate thing for Max to come back to as and when he does return, although Adam Cole is also injured, so who knows with that. Moving over to Ronda Rousey and Drew Gulak. Now, Ronda at the moment is doing, much like Becky Lynch is doing with her, let me get the name this right, The Man, Not Your Average Girl book, which is already out. Ronda Rousey is also promoting her own book, which I believe came out this Tuesday, was it? Or was it next Tuesday? Which is Our Fight. As such, he's making lots of media appearances. And one such appearance was on News Nation, which I believe actually first aired on, I think it was Tuesday night, and then it kind of circulated yesterday and this morning. And as part of this interview, sorry, my voice is going there again, she's actually accused WWE's Drew Gulak of inappropriate behavior. And Gulak himself has responded to this allegation now. This incident, Rousey details an incident where she was waiting to talk with Triple H in the WWE writer's room when Gulak, who she called barely an acquaintance, grabbed the drawstring on her sweatpants. Ronda asked him what he was doing, as she would do, whether he'd do that if her husband, who is MMA fighter Travis Brown, was there. And she was shocked that nobody acted like this was abnormal behavior. This was just like, yeah, whatever, this is the norm. Rousey did confront Gulak later and said they'd have a problem if he did something like that again to her or to anyone else. And he backpedaled and apologized. Since Ronda's comments, Drew Gulak has taken to X, formerly Twitter, to confirm that the incident did take place back in 2022, but that it was an accident, and he apologized to Ronda for it at the time. As he put here, I'll just get the quote up. Backstage at a WWE event in 2022, I saw Ronda talking with a group in the hallway. I stopped to say hi and shake all their hands, and in an attempt to shake her hand, I accidentally touched her drawstring. Complete accident, and one that I had apologized to her for the mishap. Sorry. We'll see if anything more comes of this, because I mean, Ronda Rousey's yet to make any further comment on the matter as of this recording. So, we'll have to see how this develops, if it develops any further.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Switching over to something a little lighter, an AEW potentially signing another two major free agents, that being the Motor City Machine Guns. Now, this is fresh off the back of signing Will Ospreay, Kazuchika Okada, and Mercedes Moné, and also, unfortunately, AEW released 10 names just at the start of this week. But it appears that AEW could be bringing in the Motor City Machine Guns. Two of the biggest free agents in the game right now, Chris Sabin, Alex Shelley. They finished up with TNA last month, although their final match will air, I believe it's the 18th of April, is because obviously TNA do kind of bulk TV tapings for a day or two where they get a load of episodes in the can. So yes, the Motor City Machine Guns have finished up with TNA, but the final match is yet to air, and they are instead opting to explore the free agency market. And why wouldn't you? I mean, it's just, especially if you're as talented as the Motor City Machine Guns, it is a little bit of a shock that they've left TNA, because these are two names who are so synonymous with that promotion. You look at the history they've got with TNA, and Chris Sabin goes back to 2003, I think he made his TNA debut. Alex Shelley was in 2004. 2006 saw them start teaming up in Ring of Honor and PWG, and then they brought the act, the Motor City Machine Guns, to TNA the following year. In the years since then, both men have become TNA World Champions. They're three-time, I believe, TNA Tag Champs, one-time IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Champs, and I think it's 11 X Division runs they've got between them. Although that is very lopsided, because I'm sure remember rightly, it's 10 for Sabin and just the one for Shelley, but it still counts. They've still got 11 between them. But yes, as for the AEW news on this, this was from PW Insider, who Mike Johnson just does such a brilliant work over time. Has done for years, for decades, who notes that many within TNA are under the impression that the two will be signing with AEW. Now, the Machine Guns do have interest from AEW and WWE, but as mentioned there, PW Insider says that some of those within TNA are under the impression that, yes, the Motor City Machine Guns will be heading to AEW. Wherever they go, they're a great addition to whatever tag ranks that they're in, or even the singles, because, as mentioned, they're both former world champions. They're just two... It sounds so simple. Just two really good wrestlers, whether that's as individuals or whether that's as a team. As a tag team, one of the greatest tag teams in the modern era. And yeah, it's interesting to see where they're going to end up on this one. It seems like AEW, but I'd be open to them in AEW. I'd be open to them in WWE. I'd be open to them, you know, heading over to Japan again, maybe. Whatever. Just it's always a good time when you've got the Motor City Machine Guns on your screen, whether that's one of them or whether that is both of them. Right. Let's get to some of your questions as my voice starts to break completely. Hector Garcia III has got in touch. Hey, Hector. If Cena and Austin get involved in Roman Cody to fend off the bloodline, would you rather them all brawl to the back, leaving Cody to beat Roman to have the moment to himself, assuming he wins, or Cena and Stone Cold stick around as if passing off the torch moment? I think that if Cody Rhodes is to beat Roman Reigns on the second night of WrestleMania, regardless of who gets involved, regardless of what shenanigans are occur, I think that the end of the match, it's Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns. There was a time when it looked like The Rock might be, in terms of before The Rock kind of turned heel, there was a time when people thought like, well, is The Rock going to be a special referee? Is The Rock going to be at ringside? Is The Rock going to, you know, is he going to lay out Roman Reigns with a rock bottom and then Cody Rhodes pins him 1-2-3? That would be awful. Because that moment has to be Cody's moment. Cody has to be the one to beat him with no help. It's one thing to have, you know, Cena and Austin, in this case, in this instance, hold off the bloodline outside. But when people start to get involved directly with Roman, that somewhat diminishes what Cody is going to achieve. Because you want Cody Rhodes to do that part of it on its own. It's one thing, like I said, to have, say, Austin takes out The Rock. Cena takes out Solo Sikoa. Jey Uso takes out Jimmy Uso. That's fine. They're stopping that interference and they're balancing the odds more balanced. The odds are more balanced and kind of fair for Cody. Once you start having people attacking Roman, that's when it's not great for a babyface is where I'm coming from with this one. Right, let's move on to another question. Prince Ekarves. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, or Prince Icarus as it is in the at part of it. Good day, legends. Gentlemen, and it's only just me today. I'm sorry, Mr. Velocity. Yep. I'm wearing that title. Yes, gentlemen and wrestling-related cryptids. Interesting. I wanted to ask whether you guys felt there was a particular sleeper in a promotion who could move elsewhere and become a big hit. I think someone like Jeff Cobb might fit the bill. Jeff Cobb is someone who has had a lot of potential and done a lot of great things over the years. It just feels like maybe it's kind of too late for that move to become a massive star somewhere else for Jeff Cobb. But, well, yeah, what a talented dude. El Fantasmo is one that comes to mind. But then I look at somebody in terms of, I don't know whether to go like whether it's really sleeper, because like to me, Speedball Mike Bailey is one of the best in the world, and I think a lot of people have a lot of time for him and a lot of appreciation for him, but I think he's on a higher level than a lot from what people, I don't know, maybe is Speedball Mike Bailey underrated? Is he underappreciated? Is he a sleeper? I don't know. He's an amazing wrestler who, like I said, to me is one of the best in the world. I think he could be a massive star wherever he goes. Masha Slamovich is another one. I say she's in TNA. She is, but she's also GCW. Obviously, she's at a Bloodsport this weekend, where she'll go up against WWE Shayna Baszler. I think Masha, and I'm sure she's only like 23, 24. I think the ceiling, there is no ceiling. I think the sky's the limit for Masha Slamovich. And who knows? Because I'm all about TNA. I'll always show lots of love for TNA whenever I get the opportunity to. So in that way, it's like Masha Slamovich being in TNA is great. But, you know, when she's wrestling on such a big stage as Bloodsport on WrestleMania weekend against the WWE talent, maybe that'll put her on some radars a little bit more. I think Masha is, over the next few years, I mean, she's had a hell of a year so far, had an amazing year last year. Ranked highly in the PWI men's 500 as well as the women's. I think Masha Slamovich is another one. And then somebody who technically is not with the company right now, I think Mike Santana, just, yeah. Bright and Powerful, they could have done so much more with them in AEW. Ball massively dropped, especially anybody saw the LAX days in TNA. But away from Pride and Powerful as a singles act, to me, Santana's like, he's there, man. He's ready to break out. He could be, to me, I think he's all the potential to be a genuine main event top star somewhere. Now, there is supposedly interest in WWE. I know there's strong interest of him going back to TNA. But I think AEW dropped the ball there. Obviously, he wasn't happy. There was going on with Ortiz. But the dude obviously can work in the ring. His promos are so underrated. There's just an intensity to him. He got himself in the best shape of his career when he came back just before All In last year. So I think Mike Santana is another one to keep an eye on. Right, let's get through these questions quickly before my voice dies. Nisha Sharma. Morning, AP. Morning, Nish. At what point do you think AEW will finally realize how important ratings crowds are? And do you think they will ever be able to compete with WWE in those regards on a weekly basis? Love you. Cheers, Nish. Now, this is a loaded question. I can feel people getting angry at me already before you even said anything. Will AEW ever be able to compete with WWE in terms of ratings and crowds? In its current format, with its current structure, I think there's no chance it can match those ratings. In terms of crowds, I mean, the ratings is mainly because, well, one, WWE is a household name, it's a brand. People who have no interest in wrestling know WWE. People who have no interest in wrestling know John Cena, Hulk Hogan, Roman Reigns, those names. Do those same people know Kenny Omega? And Kenny Omega is brilliant. He's amazing. Again, one of the best in the world, one of the best, some would say, of all time, certainly the modern era. But would those same names know Kenny? Would they know even John Moxley? I don't know. And so for me, it's just WWE has the edge in terms of awareness, in terms of the TV networks they're on, the stations they're on, the accessibility that they have. So I think ratings-wise, I can't see it. As for crowds, there will be occasions when AEW will match the big crowds WWE get in terms of, I'm not saying on a weekly basis, but just obviously All In being the prime example of something that a lot of people maybe hold on to too much of the numbers that were there. But yeah, AEW will be able to pop those big attendances for special shows. But on a weekly basis, I mean, you look at it now, Dynamite last night was, I think it was like 3,500 people there, 4,000 people maybe tops. I think it was closer to 3,000. And then you look at, you know, Raw, and it's like 13,000, 14,000, 15,000. It's just, and that's because WWE just has so much more history than AEW. It's not a negative towards AEW. It's just AEW is what, a company that's 5 years in its lifespan. That's it. So it's always, as Tony calls it, Tony Khan calls it himself a challenger brand. Or he did. I don't know if he still does refer to it as that, but yes. So that's a really long way of going around the houses on that. And I'm sure I'll get lots of angry comments in the comments. One last quick one. King Galactus got in touch. Month after watching Bray's documentary last night, what are your thoughts on Bo carrying on the legacy and continuing with Uncle Howdy? But for big matches, he takes on the Fiend character in the new outfit. I have tried to find this documentary and I have failed. The idiot in me thought, because it's on Peacock, that means that just translates in my head to, oh, it's the WWE Network. And it's not on the network, obviously. So I've not been able to find it. I did have a little look on YouTube. I've not yet looked in the properly dodgy places where you may be able to find such things that are out of reach. But I've not seen it. As for Bo Dallas carrying on the legacy and returning as Uncle Howdy, it's such a delicate matter, such a delicate situation. I think the only people that can answer those sort of questions are Bo Dallas. If he feels like he wants to come back as Uncle Howdy, you let him. If he feels like he wants to come back as Taylor Rotunda, you let him. If he wants to come back as some other version of Bo Dallas, you let him. If he just decides that I don't want to come back to wrestling at all, no problem whatsoever. It's how he feels on this situation, how the family feels on the situation. And the same goes for Bo possibly taking on The Fiend at some point. Again, it's a delicate situation that I haven't got an answer for, and it just kind of, it does come down to the family of Bray Wyatt on that one, really. So right, that has been the Solo Thursday news. There'll be another video flying around here. Be sure to check it out. I'm sure it's fantastic. I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. I will not be back tomorrow. I think it's Gareth Morgan in the hot seat tomorrow, but I will be back on Sunday, hopefully with a better voice. Enjoy.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.